ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nehemiah ben Reb David Olav Hashalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to go back a little bit, Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis, a few sugyas that we didn't get to do in the previous shiur. The Gemara, a little bit towards the top of the Amid, has a Machlokes Chizkiel and Rabbi Yochanan, Bar Kappar and Rabbi Yochanan, about two cases. The Gemara says, Dag Meliach, if you have a salted fish, Chizki Yashari, Chizki says it's Mutav Rabbi Yochanan Asur, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. It's Bishalakum. Beitza Tzliya, if it's a roasted egg, Bar Kappar Yashari, Bar Kappar says it's Mutav Rabbi Yochanan Asur, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. And the Gemara goes on, the Gemara in regard to Beitza Tzliya had mentioned Abaye's psak that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Although Rav Zvid had held that ein dvar v'shalecha b'makom shnayim. Now it's a machlekes yishenim. What's the case of beitz tzliya? And more, what's the case of dag meliach? And what is exactly the machlekes? Rashi says that dag meliach means shamolchu evikachavim u'michasei hunecha b'loy bishol. We're talking about it's a salted fish like a herring u'kadayma, which the guy prepared it for eating through salting, but it was not cooked. And Rabbi Yechon holds its asur, Rashi says, Zeo bishulay. So the machlekes is bishalakim dafka when you cook it, or is bishalakim even when you salt it and prepare it through eating, through salting. The Rambam is also a mashma, he learnt up this way. And if that's indeed the machlekes, so then we paskin in this case, like Chizkiah, Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonan. And Beitz Tzliya, Rashi says that the reason why it's mutter is because the food at the time of preparation is completely surrounded by the shell. The guy doesn't come into any physical contact with the food, so that's not nichel in the din of bishalakim. So it's two different machlokesin. Dag meliach, the question is salting considered bishalakim? Beitz tzliya is actually done with heat. It's done with roasting. But the question is, an egg, maybe it's not considered a food because the guy is not coming into contact with the food. The food is totally surrounded by the shell. And the Rambam holds that Beitzim have a din of Bishalakim, but Meliach doesn't when you salt it. And the Rif also brings from the Gayin that Abaye said, Halacha, Kareb Yechanan, that's in regard to the din of Beitz Tzliya. That was the case by the Reish Galusa there. But not in the case of Dag Meliach. It's actually two completely separate machlokes, and they have no shaykes one to the other. So the fact that you pass like a Be'echanan in one doesn't mean that we should pass like a Be'echanan in the other. Now you're saying I'm a little bit bothered. What's the Havimina that Melicha should be considered a Bishol? And why does a Be'echanan hold that way? The fact that the Mishnah Lamentesim Abay says that the Kvashim She'ein Darkim Lassus B'Seichan Yayin V'Chaimitz, the pickles, which you don't put in wine or vinegar, that comes from wine, amutter ba'achila, and the Mishnah here asks it kvashim because it's darkum asechem yayin, it's because it has a non-kosher ingredient, you put the yayin esech, or the chaymetz from yayin esech, in the kvashim. But why don't you say that kavash is kemavushal, just like meliach is kitzli, so kavash is kemavushal. Obviously, it's only when it's done through heat, like the Gemara that said earlier, that's nishtanu al yidei or. That was the asmachta. So some Rishonim say it's not so shver. Kvashim aren't considered olah shluchim malachim. Halacha l'mais, anyone we hold it's mutter, we hold you need dafkid, we're saying that malich is mutter, but akumana rebyechim will learn the Mishnah that kvashim is ain't olah shluchim malachim. But the Rishonim want to say pshat that the dag maliach means that the guy roasted it, and the question is it called nechel kamei shuchai? Now, actually, the Gemara earlier said that dagim ktanim meluchim ein beshem ein bem mishum b'shuli evik echavim, and Rashi says nechalun kamei shem achmas milchan. So the Gemara before says clearly it doesn't have b'shuli akum because it's called nechal kamei shulchai. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's aser? And the Rishonim say that they're talking about dagim meluchim ketanim, the small fish. They're readily eaten machmas mocham. Here we're talking about a dag meliach, which is only nechal adei etchak machmas mocham. You really do have to heat it up. It's only nechal adei etchak machmas mocham. So that's why it's a machlekes. And that's how they learn the machlekes by Beitza also. Rabbi Yochanan, it says that if it's nechal ayde tchak machmas molchay, that's called, that it's not called nechal kamay shuachai because it's only ayde tchak. So that's the same reason why he asks by beitza, because even though you could eat an egg raw, you could crack the egg and eat the egg raw, but that's not the customary, appropriate way of eating an egg. It's only ayde tchak. If it's an emergency, you can't cook it and you really want the egg. So you could eat it raw, but that's ayde tchak, and that's good for the machlokes. So if you learn the Gemara that way, the Rishonim a little bothered with the Rif's psak and the Rambam's psak that by beitza we paskin that it's usser, and nevertheless by dag meliach we paskin that it's mutter. Why should it be that way? It's all the same question. The question is the food which is customarily cooked, but it could be eaten b'shas tchak, it could be eaten under emergency circumstances, even when it's raw. That's a shal. Is that called nechel kamei shuachai or not? And if we pass like a beichel, then an egg is not called nechel kamei shuachai, it's aser, so who would then a dag meliach we should pass in that way? So Eina Chanami, some Rishonim actually do aser dag meliach because of this, and it's taka machlaikis la'alocha, what's the din by nechel kamei shuachai b'shas etchak? And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And some Rishonim say that the reason for this chilek that the Rif says, you could learn that the Rif held like Rashi in the Rambam, that dag meliach means all you did was meliach. And that's why it's mutter. It's a completely different question than beitza. But some Rishonim learned that no, they didn't like the pshat of Rashi. Dag meliach and beitza are really the same question because it's nechel machmas hatchak kushu chai, and the question is that called nechel kamei shu chai? But by fish, they say it's an added thing because since the Yisrael salted the fish, and therefore he contributed to the processing of the fish, even though the guy did the full cooking, and even though it wasn't really nechel, it was only nechel b'shas hatchak, but that's good enough. Kind of like when the Gemara says that machel bar jesai is good enough when the Yisrael does that. Melicha is not called cooking legabe when a guy does it, it should aser. But when a yid does it, even if he's not doing the cooking, he does the melicha, but that already made it mutter b'shas hatchak. So even though b'shas hatchak alone wouldn't be called nechel kamei shuachai, but if the way it became roi b'shas hatchak is through the yid had what to do with the preparations, that would make it ois b'shalakum. Very mechudish dikasvara. Al-Kabbanim Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days of a dag meliach, which is nechel b'shas hatchak, is that have b'shalakum. And the Ramah says that the same halacha would apply to anything which is nechel chai alidei hatchak. So Vaisis Ramo wasn't going with the Svara that Dag Meliach is the only time that it's mutter because the Yid helped with the preparation. He was going with the Svara that Vaisis that Dag Meliach and Beitza Tzli have nothing to do with Nechel Ayidei Hatchak. And the Svara, you could say that Nechel Ayidei Hatchak is called Nechel Kamei Shuachai. The only thing is, Lefi Zeh, you're going to have to say L'daster Amah, that a beitza is not called ayde atchak. Vice versa, a beitza, to eat a beitza ruah, the Amah would have to neman. That's called even shaloy ayde atchak. People sometimes eat eggs ruah, because the Gemara Klar is saying that the beitza tzli is aser, and that's how we paskin. Hakabonim is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. If nechel ayde atchak is called nechel kamei shuachai to be matter by bishalakum, and some Rishonim hold that's good for the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskia. Now, one other sugya there, on Laman Chesim and Beis, the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud says, Tana Rabbanan, HaKaisvan Shal Evdik HaChavim, Kaisvan is a Psoila Shal Tzmarim Rashi says, Shosvim Sheikhar, you're trying to make some sort of a beer, some sort of a drink, from the Psoilas of a Tzmarim, with water, and fermenting it, and making it into a beer. So the Goyim made this kaisvan. It was huchmu chamin b'yoyer g'day la'asr. If they cook the water in a big pot, it's asr. B'yoyer k'tana mutter. But in a small pot, it's mutter. Because a small pot is too small to put in meat. The Gemara said it must be a very small pot that you can't even get the head of a tzipa jar into it. The Gemara says, v'atanya achas yoyer g'day la v'achas yoyer k'tana mutter. It says whether it's a big pot or a small pot, they're both mutter. So Gemara says it's totally in the machlekes if nice and tam levgam is aser or nice and tam levgam is mutter. So the Rishonim paskin like the man the omer that nice and tam levgam is mutter. And many Rishonim see from this Gemara that kumtais, if a guy cooks something in his own pots, in a place that we don't have to be chayshish that he mixed in a treif ingredient. But the shaila is, but a guy's pots are treifa pots. He uses them for treifa food. But if you hold nice and tam levgam is asr, I mean, if you hold nice and tam levgam is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to be chayshish that he cooked treif in the pot that day. Because if you hold nice and tam levgam is mutter, that's only that if he cooked treif in the pot yesterday, waited 24 hours, so then already it's nice and tam levgam, it's not a ben yoimer. But if he cooked treif today, it would be asr. So why don't you have to be chayshish that he used it today for treif of food? And the Gemara clearly says, Rav Sheshe said, Hai mishcha shlika daramoi is mutter. And Rav Sheshe said it was asr, but Rav Safra held it was mutter. Because the other nice and tam levgam is mutter. So why do you have to be chayshish that he used it that day and it's not nice and tam levgam? So Tosis and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rajman and Kamari Shainim, they say that you say, Stam kelim einim ne yayman. So Sinegei, the Gemara says in the end of the Masechta that when you buy kelim from a guy, you have to kasher them. But what if the Eved used them without kashering them? The Gemara says that it's mutter. Why? Why aren't you chayshish that the guy used it today for treifa food? Right? So you're not chayshish for that. You say, Stam kelim einim b'nei yayman. And Taisa says, because it's a sex faker. First of all, maybe he didn't use it today at all. And second of all, even Tislaima used it today, but maybe he used it for something which doesn't give tam, or something which is pagim. So that means a svek sveka. Maybe it wasn't used at all. In Tislaima was used, maybe the food it was used doesn't give tam into this food. Or it's pagim into this food. So because of the svek sveka, it's mutter. Now the raivad eifenart doesn't hold this way. The chedusha raivad that we have, and also the Meiri Eifenart, they all that know. You do have to be chayshish he cooked it. Why do you have to be chayshish that he cooked treif for food that day? They all that. The matcha the rayas, like here by Kaisvan, they say, because treif for food, mederech klal is pagim, this particular Kaisvan, this particular sheikha tmarim, is nifka ma'idei the treif for food. So that's why it's nice in Tam of Gam, not because it's ain't a ben yaymeh, because this particular thing that they're having, this Kaisvan, becomes pagamayidei the tray for food. And you can answer a lot of feudakashis that way. Then we can be dealing with the emissa nais and tam levgam. Not because it's ain't a ben yoimai. See, they're two shailas. Even if you hold nais and tam levgam is mutter, but some say by kalim, the begam of kalim, that you say nais and tam levgam is asr. Because all kalim are pagam. That's what there's one tana that holds. All kalim are pagam. So gulei nachem is chidishu. So once anyway it's pagam, so even if it's not a ben yaymai, it doesn't make a difference if it's pagim a little or pagim a lot. But if the food be'etzim is pagim, not because it's a blia, so even if it happens to be a blia, you still say nice and tam of gam is mutter. We spoke about this in a previous year. The Kesef Mishnah also learns up in the Rambam that way. The Kesef Mishnah learns up in the Rambam, it's a shayla. It brings a tshuvah siraj, but learns the Rambam not that way. And when the Rambam asks because of the tam, he says maybe the guy deliberately put in tam. But the Kesef Mishnah says in one of the places, it's mamish not mashma, the Rambam is mashma, that when there's a chash that the guy used his tray for kalim, it's also just by kaisvan, it happens to be that it'll be pagim, even if he used it as a ben yaymai. But even if the Rambam holds away lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufchav Beis, patskins like Revi Shainim, that you're not chayshish, a guy, you're allowed to have a guy. You're allowed to buy food that a guy cooked in his regular kelim, al sis svar of stam kelim ainim ben yayman. But the Shulchan Aruch says, just like a keli she'ainim ben yayman, the din is you're not allowed to use it. You have to kasher it. But the evid, if you use it, then it's mutta al sis and tam levgam. So who a din, you're not allowed to tell a guy, could you please cook food for me? If the guy's going to use his own kelim and is cooking the food for you, even though you know that the food is completely kosher, but the guy is using his own kelim, that's called using kelim lechatchila, even though the guy is cooking it for you. But since he's doing it for you, that's called you're using the kelim lechatchila. You're not allowed to do it, and could be, if you did it lechatchila, even with the avid, you're not allowed to eat the food. We're only talking about if the guy stam cooks food, and then you want to buy the food from the guy that he cooked for himself, but even that there's no shash that he's ma'ariv, something treif into the food. The other Rishayim are saying, the kelim also, you never have to be chayshish, tam kelim ainim b'nei yayman. And the tam is al svek sveka, maybe he didn't use it today, or even if he did, maybe the treif of food he used it for today was something that wouldn't give tam in this particular food. And now let's go right to the banim of Lamed Chesem and Beis. The Gemara brings down the mission of Kvashim Shadarkam Losses B'Seichan Yayim. This is one thing that's Asur B'Achila Mutta B'Ano. Kvashim pickles, that the derech is to put in it wine, whether it's pickled vegetables or pickled fish or pickled the head or a feet of animal, whether they have wine or vinegar, that comes from wine. So it's a problem of Yayin Esech. It's Asur B'Achila Mutta B'Ano. Now, we have also the Gemara earlier. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tesrim and Beis has a Machlokes Remein Nechama Bat Murius. Murius is fish oil. And Murius also they put in wine. Goyim used to put in wine. And that's why it's Aser. Rabbi Meir said it's Aser Bahana. And the Rabbanan said that no, it's Aser Bahachila and Mutta Bahana. So we have two cases. We have the case of Kvashim, which is, according to everyone, Aser Bahachila and Mutta Bahana. And we have the case of Murius, where that's a machlekes Rabbi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that it's Aser B'Ano, and the Chachamim say it's Aser B'Achila Mutta B'Ano. Now about the Kvashim, there's a machlekes Chizkin Rabbi Yechanan. Amr Chizkin Leishanu El Shadarkon, Avu B'Yidua Aser Afilu B'Ano. It's only if there's a suspicion that maybe they used wine. But let's say you know that they used wine, or rave people use wine. So Kumtai says, consider like you know they used wine. Then it's Aser B'Ano, because Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Ano. If Yayin Nesach is mixed into a food, it makes it Aser B'Ano. So the Gemara says, U'mayishna mi Murius t'shara Rabbanan B'Ano. But by Murius we find that there are Rabbanan hold that even though wine is mixed into the Murius, and by Murius is not only suspicion, Murius is the pshat that right people put in wine. It's like Yedua. So there we find this a machlekes, a Rabbanan hold that no, that it's only Aser B'Achila. So we have a theory. Chizkiya says a kvashim, if there's a suspicion they put in wine, that asses b'achila. But if it's a rave that put in wine, a vada you put in wine, asses b'ano. But Murius used to find that's not asses b'ano. So the Gemara says, hasam avurizu mahakala masuke tama. But Murius is not put in for flavor. So mela, we don't consider the wine to be there. It's put in there, lavurizuama, just to take off the bad smell of the fish. That's the pshat in the wine. But the wine is not actually flavoring the food. So mamela, it would ask the b'achila, but not b'ano. Mashenkin here by the kvashim, and it's making flavor, it's putting in flavor into the kvashim, and mamela, it's even ask the b'ano. That's what Chizkiya held. Even if it's b'yadua, it's also mutter. The Gemara just says, kvashim, shadarkim, lasa b'seichen chayim, is to teach you that even that case, that's only a chash, it's Aser B'Achila. But even if it's a vaday, it's right to only Aser B'Achila, not b'ano. So the Gemara says, that would fit good with the Rabbanan. But Maishna Murius l'Rabbeyed Aser B'ano. So Chizkiya holds that this case is worse than Murius. That even the Rabbanan, who matta Murius b'ano, here it's worse, because that's lavurizum, and here it's for taste. But B'Achila holds, no, here it's better than Murius, because hasim yediyam ha'mashay, hachala yediyam ha'mashan. There, this actual mamashis of wine mixed in with the Murius. So even though it's not giving flavor, it's lavure zuma, but you have the actual mamashis of wine there, that's why Rabbi Meir holds that it's Aser B'Ano. Mashenkin here, where you don't have the mamashis, it's completely nivla in the kvashim. So Rabbi Yechon holds, in that case, they didn't Aser Yayin Esach B'Ano, in the case where it's nivla in the kvashim, it's not Yediya mamashim. And the Paiskim will pass him like Chizkiya, because Chizkiya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. Anytime Yayin Nesach is flavoring food, even if it's Layadiyam Amashai, it's Aser B'Ano. Now the Ravid asks a very interesting question. The Ravid says, Lefi Chizkiya that holds that Kvashim that's Yedua is Aser B'Ano. So Rabbi Meir holds, besides it being Machmir by Murius, that he holds that even though it's lavuri zum and ases b'ano, that's one machlekes shemei in the chum and the mishnah chavtesim and beis. There's also machlekes by gvinas beis uniyaki. By gvinas beis uniyaki, Rabbi Meir says it's aser because they're minding it with the keva of a golem that were nishchit for avodah zarah. You have the cheese in beis uniyaki, and there we're afraid they're going to use the keva, the milk that's inside the stomach of calves that were shechter for avodah zarah, so that milk is nesu al sakruvis avodah zarah, and they're going to use that as a curdling agent for the cheese, and that way it will make the cheese aser. And the Gemara there says that roiv were not used by the Avodah Zarah things, but Ramei is chayish lemuta. Since Ramei is chayish lemuta, so he asks his gvinas based on the Akibana, and the Chum say, no, we're not chayish lemuta. So the shaila is, so how come my kvashim don't you say chashina lemuta? According to Ramei that holds chashina lemuta, and that's why gvinas based on the Aki holds his asabana. To lefi chiskia, that kvashim really would be asabana by yedua. It's only because it's a chashash, it's not asabana. That's good, like the Rabbanan that aren't chayshish lemuta. But Ramei who asks gvinas based on the Aki bana because of chayshish lemuta, so why doesn't he ask the question by no? Also because it's chayish lemiyuta. That's right, the Ravid. So the Ravid says, alam de shiteretz. He says, in a case where they definitely used milk from the keva as a curdling agent, then the question is, the milk from the keva, is that the kruvis of Avodah Zarah or not? Rav is not. Me, it is. So there it may is chayish lemiyuta. Because you're using something, milk from the keva, and miyad of the milk from the keva is the kruvus of Avodah Zarah. So mele chayish lemiyuta. Masha'en came by the kvashim, we don't know if they put in wine altogether. It's not they put in something, we don't know what it is. They don't know if they put in wine altogether. Some people flavor it with wine, and some people don't. And only in meat flavor it with wine. In such a case, shemei is not chayish lemiyuta. He brings a raya to this chilik from a Mishnah in Zavim. The Mishnah says if someone touched reik, and there was two reiks, there was reik from a zav and reik from a non-zav. So there we say it's safek tumah b'shasei yachid and yaseiv truma. Mashayin kain, if it's a safek, if he touched the reik altogether, then he says you're only tail of the truma. You're not seiv the truma. So there's a difference. If you know that he touched the reik and the question what the reik is, then safek tumah b'shasei yachid says you could be seiv the truma. But if it's Savak, if he touched the Reich altogether, even though it's the same 50-50 chance, but if it's Savak, if he touched the Reich altogether, then you only tell it a truma. So too, if you're using some keva milk, and the question is which one, is it the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah or not, then you chayish lemiyuta, and you say it's asabanol if you're a mayor. Now Shengen, if you don't know Bechlal if you put in wine, and Reich people don't put in wine, so then you're not chayish lemiyuta b'chayagav. That's the Ravid's teretz. The Rabban's a little bothered because he says, who says they used keva altogether? You find a lot of other things that could be maimed milk with the Sraf Erla, it says, and with plants and that. There's a lot of other curdling agents the Gemara mentions. Who said they used keva? So the Rabban's teretz on the kasha is that Chizki is also maskim that there's a difference between Yediyah Mamashay and Lo Yediyah Mamashay. That Rabbi Meir Al-Kopanim is only Chayish Lemiyutam like Venus based on the Yaki, that's considered like Yediyah Mamashay, because since it's a Davar HaMaimin, a Davar HaMaimin is not Batal, a Davar HaMaimin is called Yediyah Mamashay. We see clearly the effects of the Davar HaMaimin in the cheese, that's like Yediyah Mamashay. That's the same thing like Murius of Yediyah Mamashay. Now Shankin here, since it's Lo Yediyah Mamashay, even though Chizkia holds that that's not enough to make a Mutta Ba'anah, but I'll upon him to say chayish lemiyuta to asubanol if you're Rabmeya, when it's lo yediyah mamashay, that's where Rabmeya holds its mutter. That's the Ramban's teretz. Now there's another machlekes Rishayim in this sugya. We had mentioned earlier this din. The Gemara says when stam yenam gets mixed into wine, it's different when real yayin nesach tekruvus avodah zarah gets mixed into wine. When tekruvus avodah zarah, real yayin nesach get mixed into wine, you gotta throw everything away. But when stam yenam gets mixed into wine, you could sell it to a guy, chutz mi dmei the yayin esach, the stam yenam shabai. So Rishayim have a shayla here, Chizkiya says, biyadu, it's asubanah, does that mean that you can't sell it to a guy, chutz mi dmei the yayin esach shabai? Because the pashtus lashon of asubanah, it sounds like you can't sell it to a guy, it doesn't sound like there's an eitzah. So it's a machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold is dafka when it's biyad Yisrael, and then a taruvis occurs, yayin esach gets mixed in, then you have an eitzah to sell it to a guy chutz midmei yayin esach shabai, because then you're not having anah from the yayin esach. Mashenga, when it's by a guy, chacham mamur machmer, and they held it was asubana altogether. you can't buy it and sell it to a guy, even if you're going to do it chutz midvei yayin nesuk shabai. That's what the Raivin and the Ritva hold. But the Rashman Teres Abai says, b'shem Rebbeinu Yayin, and he also passes that way, that no, when the Gemara says to us about no, it's telling you the ikedin, you can't have enough from it, you can't feed it to your animals, the kedayma, you can't have enough from the yayin nesuk shabai. Mashen kain, to sell it chutz midvei yayin nesuk, you could, just like any time, stam yeinam is nesayev with yayin. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the din of tirius trufa. The Mishnah says a case of a type of a kosher fish, if it's chopped up, so maybe there's also trefa fish mixed in. And sir sheim beidaga. And then the Mishnah says chilek. That's another type of a kosher fish, which you can't buy from goyim. Why not? So the Gemara says chilek is a certain fish called sultanis. And why can't you buy it from Goyim? Because Ervoinus, Elima, Ervoina, Trefa fish is together with it. And it might be eating, there might be a Trefa fish also mixed in. And Rashi in the Mishnah explains, because the Gemara explains that this type of fish, this Chilek, which the Gemara calls a Sultanis, is a fish which really doesn't have scales. Doesn't have scales now, but they're going to grow later. So that's why there might be another Trefa fish mixed in together with it. And you won't be able to tell that that fish is treif because none of them have scales. Mashekin Turius is a fish with scales, so therefore you'll be able to see the scales. So that's why it's only also when it's true for when it's cut up, and then you won't be able to see the scales. So the Gemara says a drasha, how do we know that if it doesn't have scales now, and it's going to get them later, how do we know that it's tar? So the Gemara said that the Taisa says, it's a drasha because it says ein loy. And ein loy is always a drasha of ayin olav. That even if it doesn't have scales now, but it'll have scale after zman, it's also not ein loy. Ein loy is ayin olav. Like you have these drashas in Yevamis and Kedushin, ben ein loy, zera ein loy. You have a din of ayin olav. So here also, ein loy would mean, not that it doesn't have, just doesn't have the scales now, but it won't have scales in the future. The Chasam Sofer brings that Rashi and Chumash says a different pshat from the Torah's Kainim, that it says, Ein Lei B'mayim. That if it has B'mayim, even if when you take it out, it's going to shed the scales, but as long as it's when it's in the water it has scales, that's also good enough. So the Chasam Sofer says, you really need both drushas. Because Ein Lei is telling you a drusha that it doesn't have the scales now, but it's going to have them later. But he says, just like by Yibun Lamashal, we say ben ein loy ayin olav. That if there was a ben at the time that the brother died, and it died after, the ben died after, that's not called ein loy. Even though now the ben died, there's no ben. But the time of the Mises Abal, there was a ben, that's not called ben ein loy, that's ayin olav. But that's only if later it's not going to have a ben. But if earlier there wasn't a ben, like let's say they had a ben earlier, and the ben died earlier, then that's called ben ein loy. So ayin olav is not going to work to tell you that the scales that were there earlier is going to help. Ayin olav is only going to tell you the scales that are there later is going to help, but not that the scales that were there earlier is going to help. So that's the drasha of ein loy b'mayim. That's Rashi's drasha. The kol ha'sheyesh lo yistapeh v'kaseses b'mayim, that the main thing is to have kaskesis b'mayim. Once you take it out of the water, it doesn't need the kaskesis anymore. So ein loy tells you that if it doesn't have the kaskesis now, they're going to grow later. That's good enough. The later kaskesis are good enough. That's ayin olav. But that's not going to tell you the earlier kaskesis are good enough. How do you know the earlier kaskesis are good enough? That's Rashi's drasha that b'mayim that has kaskesis, even though it sheds the kaskesis when you take it out of the mayim. But that's also a kasha. That's why Zach Tuxam Sefer. So Tuxam Sefer asks a kasha. He says, L'chayr, that's pashit. That you b'chlal don't need a drasha. That if a fish grows scales later, that the time that he has the scales, then he's tar. The fish has scales. Why shouldn't it be tar? Just because it was born in the earliest stage of its existence, it didn't have scales. There's no sorry to say that a fish that didn't have scales in some earlier stage would still be usher if it got scales in the later stage. L'chari, you only need the pasuk, because you would think that until it gets the scales, it's a trefa fish. It only becomes a kosher fish once it gets the scales. So, we have a klal in Bechayis Davav that let's say a para gives birth to a gamel. Let's say a para, which has kosher simanim, has split hooves, and has chews its cud, it gives birth to an animal without split hooves. It's kosher, because a yaitzim and a tar, even though the offspring doesn't have the simanim, but it came from an animal with the simanim, it's tar. So, why do I need a pasuk? If you're going to say that when it has the scales of adet's tar, elamai, maybe until it gets the scales, it's a mintame. But it came from a mintar. It came from a fish with scales. So even if it doesn't have simanei tara, it should be kosher because yetsim in a tar. Like a gomel that was nailed min apara, which is kosher. And he says also, the original fish that Hashem made all the brias b'tzivyanim, he made them as mature. So that avada had kaskasim. So all the offsprings of that fish came from the original fish, which was tar. Because it always had scales. So why isn't it all mutter? Why do we need a pasuk to say that it's not considered a duck tameh, calls man it doesn't have the scales, even if that has a simani tumah, but it came from a duck tar? Why isn't it mutter else that? So Zagdach Sam Seifer, Weinstein's the din of Yetzim and Atar is only by mammals, which actually be Nailed, the vadis formed in the goof of the mother, so then it has a din of Yetzim and Atar. But by fish, where it comes from eggs, it doesn't have a din of Yetzim and Atar. It has to be a mintar by itself. He says, Taisus really says it like Abbey birds. Taisus and neither Dafnunam and Beis, the Gemara there says that there could be a bird that the male of the species of the bird is an Eiftar, and the female is an Eiftame. So Taisa wants to know, how could that be? If the male comes from the female, and the female is Tame, so that should be like a gomel that gives birth to a para. That even though the para has some money tara, but yaitzim and a tame. So why don't we say the male bird, all the male birds, they come from female birds, and the female bird is Tame, so even though the male has some money tara, why isn't it Aser al chasim na tame tame? So Taisa says you don't say that by eggs. Eggs not coming from the goof of the mother. Eggs are considered that the meafrika gavul. So who do my fish? You wouldn't say that. You don't say it by fish which has eggs. You only say it by mammals where it's created inside the behema. That's what Sam Sefer. Al kopanim, the Gemara asers this fish, this chilek, even though it's going to have scales, because the arbeina, the other fish, comes up with it. And the Gemara says that Abaye said, this chilek, the same fish in Bav Nahara, it's the name of a nar, is mutter. And the Gemara says, why is it mutter? Is it because a trefa fish can't be there because it doesn't have scales or because it doesn't have a shedra? The Gemara says, no. Lamai said, it could be. And the Gemara says, the reason is because that type of nar doesn't grow a dog tummy. And Avinu said that today, where Nahar Guza and Nahar Gamri go into this, then it becomes Aser. So, in the Neidib Yuda, Yeridei Tinyan, at the end of Siman Laman, it's a tshuva from Reb Shmuel, the son of the Neidib Yuda, the Baal Shiva Tzion. All the way at the end of the tshuva, the Shoyel asked him, why did the Paiskim say that fish that don't have scales now, but will have scales later on Mutter? The Gemara is mavur that that's mean they're aysed and mutter, but lamaisi have to be chayshish that maybe they're getting mixed with the trefa fish. And it's only in a river which doesn't have trefa fish that it's mutter. So how can the paiskim don't tell us this? There's nothing in the paiskim that a fish which doesn't have scales and it's going to have scales later, you have to be chayshish for a teruvis. The paiskim just assays him that fish that without scales but will have scales later are mutter. What's the pshat? The Gemara is mavur. They have to be chayshish for the dak tmeim that has to be there. So the Neidib Yudah, the son of Shmuel, the Shiva Sin, answered him that l'chayah, why don't you ask the kasha? The Mishnah says that chilek is aser. The Brayser brings a number of different fish that says sultanis and offits. Why didn't the Mishnah say offits? So he wants to say fakir. The Brayser that says that sultana and offits are mutter, that means it's mutter legamri. You don't have to be chayshu teruvis of the trefa fish. But chilek is a min sultanus. It's one type of sultanus, which is a very, very small fish. And that particular fish, you can have a hard time detecting whether it's that fish or that ravina. That's why it's aser. He says that also explains that some Mefarshim ask that if the Arvoina does not have a Shedra and the Chilek has a Shedra, so why can't you tell by the Shedra? Even if you can't tell by the scales, you should be able to tell by the Shedra. He says also, they're very, very small and they can get mixed up and you won't be able to notice if it has a Shedra or not. Vashein Kain, a larger fish that doesn't have scales now and will have scales later, you could recognize that fish. You're not chayshish that maybe it'll be a different fish without scales, because you know, you'll know the difference between the fishes. You'll be able to recognize if it's the kosher variety or not. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Abaya, Hay Chamr D'yam Mashari, the fish that's called sea donkey is mutter. Tayr D'yami Aser, a fish that's called a sea axe is Aser, V'simanech Tameh Tar, Tar Tameh. The one that's called the tummy name of a chamar, that's the one that's a kosher fish, a tar. The one that's called the tar name, the axe, that's the one that's the trefa fish, that's the tummy. And Taisus and the Rosh say that he's not giving a klal to all fish, that all fish should have a tummy name of mutter, and all fish should have a tar name or usser. It means these particular two, the axe and the donkey fish, those ones, the axe is punk, the one that's usser, and the donkey is the one that's mutter. And the Rosh says these sighters, the one with fins and scales is mutter, and the ones without fins and scales is aser. So the Prima Gadim, it's in Sif Se Das and Sim Pei Gimel, Eis Gimel, asks, so what's the Gemara telling you a Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that the Charmed Yama is mutter and the Torah the Yama is aser? Bishleim the Charmed Yama, maybe you don't have the scales on you, and the chiddush is that it's going to grow scales, or the chiddush is that the scales came off when it was taken out of the water. But the Torah D'yama, that's aser, obviously it doesn't have scales, otherwise it'll be mutter. The Gemara says in Chulin that any fish that has scales, zicha has fins. So if it has scales, so it's going to be mutter, because that means for sure it has fins. Elamite doesn't have scales, and then it doesn't have fins. So, of course, it's aser. What is the chiddush that Torah D'yama is aser? So, the Prima Gadim shtels to a big discussion that many Achreinim had, starting from the Medana Yom Tov, that's in the Rosh and Chulin on the Sugya fish, that there was a certain fish called the Sninkus Marinus that's in the Spanish Sea that had scales and it didn't have fins, but it had four legs. So the question was, it seems to be a steer to the Gemara. The Gemara says anything which has scales, zuch has fins. And here we see a fish which has scales and doesn't have fins. It has four legs. So the Achreinim discuss this fish. How do we understand? How does this fish stem with the Gemara that says that any time it has scales, it definitely has fins? And here we see a fish lefanenu that has scales and doesn't have fins. So the shayel to the Madani Yom Tov was clearing that maybe the feet are called fins. And the Madani Yom Tov says, nah, the feet aren't called fins. It's obviously a tray for fish. It doesn't have fins. It doesn't have snap ear. But he declares that maybe this min wasn't around with Zman Matan Torah. It was a min that evolved after Matan Torah somehow, through crossbreeding or whatever it is, and therefore the klal didn't apply to it. And also he says another thing, that maybe this klal was said dafka lagabe fish. Mashenkin, this animal, this Sninkus Marinus, is not a fish. It's a chaya shebiyam. It's a chaya, it's a sea-dwelling chaya. So it doesn't have the klal that if it has scales, it zich has fins. So Zakti Prima Gadol like this. If you say like the second teretz in the Medani Yom Tov, that this klal doesn't apply to a chaya shebiyam, it's only by fish, but a chaya shebiyam, that could have scales even though it doesn't have fins. So the Prima Gadol says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. You would think a Torah D'yama really does have scales. But it's a Torah D'yama. It's a sea axe. That means it's not a fish. It's a chaya shebiyam. A chamar shebiyam has fins and scales. A Torah shebiyam has only scales. It doesn't have fins. And that's okay, because only fish that have scales definitely have fins. But this is a chaya shebiyam, so there are scales without fins. So the havmin it was, you would think like the shayel, by the Madani Yom Tov, the one who asked them the question, which thought that maybe the feet are considered fins, and a male it's mutter, because it has feet and scales, and the feet are considered fins. They're considered snapir. The Zayti Gemara, no. Feet are not fins, and even though it has scales, it's aser, And that it doesn't have fins is because it's a chayi shabiyam. A chayi shabiyam doesn't have to have fins. That's the prima gadim shtikl teirah. Say in Chesant Agav, Lagabe the stinkus marinus, the brichada shelda was mutter. He said, if the Gemara says that if it has scales and it had fins, so that's a klal, period. And you can't go against it no matter what. And if you don't see the fins, that's okay. Maybe it has fins, maybe they fell off already. Maybe the things that are considered fins that you're not noticing, but it's zicha has fins. If it has scales, it has fins and it's zicha mutter. But the crazy placey says something very schwer. The crazy placey says, maybe the Gemara just meant up pirayiv if it has scales and has fins. But if you see it doesn't have fins, the Gemara wasn't talking about that. The Gemara only meant up pirayiv. And Prima Gadim asks, the Gemara asks Akasha, why did it say snapper for? If every time it has kaskesis, every time it has scales, it has snapper, it has fins, so why does it say snapper? The Gemara says, yagdol ter v'yadr. If it's only a rayiv, so, because of that miyat, that has kaskesis without snapper. The Aruch HaShulchan says stam. If it's not a fish, it's stam aser. It's a remes hamayim. It's stam aser. It doesn't matter. Fins, scales. If it's not a fish, it's aser. Fins and scales are dafka by fish. The Chassam Seifin Chulin says an interesting thing. He says he found out, I did a mumchim v'chachmas ateva, and also he saw it in the Sifrei Ateva, that the Stinkus Marinus is not a fish altogether. It's not a sweet sea-dwelling creature altogether. The Stinkus actually lives on the land, and it just swims in the sea like a crocodile. He says, like a small crocodile. Samaeli says, Namonu divrei chazal, that any sea-dwelling creature that has scales, avada has fins. But b'negei agamara, this is the prima gadim's teretz, so that the tur d'yama has scales, the havamina was that the feet are considered fins, kamash malan, the feet are not considered fins, and since it's a chayi shabiyam, it doesn't have the rule that when it has scales, it has fins. But the Chassam Sofer says another teretz. You see, there's a Ramban al Torah that says a big chiddush that's brought in the Magid Mishnah, and it's also brought in the Ramah, in Siman Pei Gimel, Walacha L'maisa, that he says that scales have to be removable. And the Raya is because the Torah's Kainim says that scales are a levush. They're clothing to the fish. If they're not removable, you can't remove them from the skin of the fish, they can't be called the clothing, they're part of the skin. So since the scales have to be a clothing, a levush for the fish, they have to be removable. Has to be, you could take them off either by hand or with a knife, but if they're not removable, it's aser. So this is Gepaskin the Ramah. The Nidibhut is a shtekel mafakvik. Where did the Ramban get this from? It's not anywhere in Chazal. And Levush is not a raya. Why can't it be Levush even if it's not removable? The skin gufa could be called the Levush. But I did this bother, but he says Chalila to be Mekel. It's a psak halach in Ramah. We gotta go with the Ramah. But he says a chiddush, he's talking about a specific fish that they were arguing about then, that he soaked the fish in a solution, and after 3 hours of soaking in the solution, the scales came off. It doesn't say you have to take it off without any hamtzah, as long as it could come off, no matter what. So that means it is removable, even though without soaking it in solution, it's impossible to take it off. But since when you soak it in the solution, it comes off, that's called removable, that's good enough. As I pass in the view the lach of lemaisa, but the Chassam Sofer argued, the Chassam Sofer says mechatesa. If lemaisa you can't take it off, you have to know. Even things that are permanent, mistamed is some eitzes to remove them. Soaking them a few hours in the solution is not a raya that they're called removable. So the Chassam Sofer says, whenever you can't remove them right away, but you could remove them al yidei ezam tsa, so you need a messiah. Could be they're called immovable, could be not, but it's impossible for us to tell. You need a messiah. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. These types of fish, the Tura, the Chamra, the Yama, and the Tura, the Yama, they had scales, but they were not removable. They needed a shtikl amtsah to remove them. So that, the Gemara has to tell you, which one's a Tura, which one's a Tame, which ones are considered removable, which ones are not considered removable. He's learning the Gemara, l'shitase, not like the Nei Debihud. The Nei Debihud says, as long as you find some eitzah to remove them, that's good enough. And the Chassam Sofer says, no. And that's a pshat in the Gemara. Are these scales on the Torah, the Yam, and the Cham, and the Yam considered removable? You could remove them with an eitzah. Is that eitzah, is that considered removable, or that considered not removable? That's goof of pshat in the Gemara. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the mission of kairit shel chiltis. So one of the things that's also b'achil amut d'bana is a kairit, a piece of chiltis. Chiltis is a type of an herb that's very, very sharp. So you can't buy it from Goyim. The Gemara says, "My tama mishum the mifsuk leibus sakina." They cut it with a knife. Afagav the amar mar noisin tam lefgam mutter. Even though noisin tam lefgam is mutter, agav churif the chilta mechali leshem nusa v'havli kenoisin tam leshvach. Because of the sharpness of the chilta, so that makes the shamnunis sweet and it blives noisin tam leshvach. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Yishayim learn that the pshat is we're dealing with the blius inside the knife. When a guy cuts it with his knife, we're afraid of the treifus that he used the knife for that's absorbed in the knife. So Rashi Taras Abayis that says that to use a guyish knife is asur, even if it's an Eina Ben Yomai, because of the shamnunis, because of the grease that's stuck to the knife. That stam a knife has grease on it, and you're not allowed to use the guyish knife because of the grease that's stuck to the knife. Even if it wasn't used, even if it's not a ben yoimai. So he's bothered from this Gemara. So why did the Gemara have to have a kasha? It's nice and tam lefgam. Nice and tam lefgam only happens by the blius. The blius, the food that's absorbed in the keli, so after 24 hours becomes nice and tam lefgam. But the shamnunis that's be'en on the keli, the Rashba holds, and that doesn't become nice and tam lefgam after 24 hours. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? That nois and tam lefgam is mutter if we're dealing with shamnunis on the knife. So why is it nois and tam lefgam? So the Rashba says from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoina that when a merchant cuts with a knife, the chiltis, he's going to make sure the knife is clean. It's not a kitchen knife you're going to have from a guy. That's a vada greasy. That's a vada dirty. So if you use that knife to cut food, it becomes treif because the treif of grease gets on the food. But a knife that a merchant used to cut the vegetables that he's selling, that knife he makes sure is clean. So Meli only have to worry about the blius. So that's why there's a problem of nice and tam lefgam. So that the Gemara says that a davar charif like a chiltis, that makes it l'shvach. See, we find the concept of davar charif in Yerideya in regard to three halachas. The Gemara says in Chulin, in the 8th parak, that if you cut a radish with a fleshig, a knife, you now eat it with milchiks. So the shaila is why? Normally, if something pariv comes into contact with a kli, with fleshig blius, you're allowed to eat it with milk, because that's called nice and tam bar nice and tam. If you have a pariv of food that gets blius of fleshig, so it remains pariv. So how come when you cut a radish with a fleshig knife, you now eat it with milchiks? Why don't you say that the fleshig blius is called nice and tam bar nice and tam? It didn't come directly from the fleshes. It went into a kli, and from the kli into the pariv. So normally that remains pariv. You'll eat with milchiks. It says, dogim sha'olu bekara, if you have fish that went into a fleshik plate, mutalech lebekutach, you'll eat it with milk. So there's a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say because a knife is dirty, a knife is greasy, it's not tam, it's be'en, so you have actual meat on this radish, and that's why you'll eat it with kutach, that's one mahalach. But there's another mahalach, and we pass in this way in Shulchan Aruch, that no, even if the knife is clean, but since the radish is a davar charif, so two things. First of all, normally when you cut something with a knife, it doesn't necessarily give the blius into the thing that you cut. But a radish is a davar charif, and therefore it can get the blius out of the knife, even though it's cold. That's one thing about a davar charif. When a davar charif is cut with a knife, it gets the blius out of the knife. That's with the radish. And second, by a davar charif, you don't say nice and tam by nice and tam. What's called not by not. Nice and tam by nice and tam. Even though the davar charif didn't get the blius directly from the fleshiks, it went into the knife and from there to the radish, that also would make the radish fleshiks and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. And here in our Gemara, l'chayr is the third thing about davar charif. That it says by a davar charif that there's no din of nice and tam of gam. Even if it's not a ben yemai, it makes it, it's mechayel le'lishvach, it makes it nice and tam l'shvach. But this is a machlokes yishayim. Because some yishayim hold that it's only chiltis. Chiltis is extremely sharp. That's what the Maram Rudenberg said. Chiltis, the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Samach, that if an animal eats chiltis, you have to be afraid that the animal's stomach will get eroded from the chiltis. Chiltis is a very, very sharp thing. So chiltis, maybe you don't have the din of nice and tam l'fgam when it's not a ben yomai. But who says that everything else, radishes and onions and other dvarim charifim, garlics, who said they have the same din? Adarabba, the Mishnah says that a chiltis you can't buy from a goyim. it sounds like a radish or an onion or a garlic, you couldn't buy from Goyim. Even though the Chayav B'Deichik, you could be matcha this raya and say that those things were not usually sold when they were cut. Chiltus was sold when it was cut. But as it's time, the Lechayav should have said other dvarim charifim that would be cut with the Goyish knife would also be aser. It says only chiltus. Vais is only chiltus. But the Sefer Shuma says all dvarim charifim. So this is brought as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So kum dais, if you cut an onion with a clean fleishig knife, so there are two shilas, there are two sugyas that you have to be machmen both shilas in order to aser. One is, do you say nice and tam by dav acharif? And that's a machlekes yishenim in the sugya in chulin. According to some yishenim, it's because of the shamnunis is on the knife. But according to some yishenim, since it's the dav acharif, it becomes fleishig even though it didn't get the tam directly from the meat. That's one sugya. And then you have our sugya. Now let's say the knife is not a ben yemei. So you need our Gemara to tell you that that it's not called nice and tam lefgam. And that's also machalikas yishayinim, because the Maran Rudenberg says it's dafka chiltis. But al-kabanim zicha lechatchila, with machma like that, and if you cut an onion, or a garlic, or a radish, with a fleishig knife, you're not allowed to mix it with milchiks, and who would then faker it, even if it's not a ben yemei. But there's another pshat in the sugya, that we're talking about shemnus. This is the pshat of the Ritva and the Ra'ah in Torah Sabayis, and actually it's also in the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, that here we're talking about that there's actual grease on the knife. So why does the Gemara say that it should be nice and tam lefgam? What's the Gemara Shaila? The Teretz is because usually grease doesn't enhance the vegetable that it's cutting. If you cut a vegetable with a greasy knife, it's nice and tam lefgam because the grease that's now going into the vegetable is not enhancing the vegetable. Why would the grease is not flavoring the vegetable? But chiltus is different. The lashon is agav chirfa the chiltus say mechayel shamnusa. The Mishkanes Yaakov in Simul HaMegimel, he says it's very meduyik in the Gemara. According to other Rishonim, you have to say that the chiltus makes the shamnusa sweet. Also, the lashon is sweet. He doesn't like so much. It should have said it meshbiach, but it should have just said it's mechayel shamnusa. It shouldn't say mechayel shamnusa. But he says the pshat, according to the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ra'ah is fakert, that because of the churf of the chiltusa, because the chiltus is so sharp, mechal yalei shamnunusa, the shamnunis, the grease, makes it sweeter. It counteracts the big sharpness of the chiltus, and that's why it's nice and tam l'shvach. So really, there's nothing in this Gemara that's talking about Eina ben Yemei, we're not talking about Plius b'chalal. There's no makar for any type of dav acharif that would make that the blius should be considered nice and tam l'shvach, even though it's not a ben yomai. It's a specific gemara by the grease, that normally grease in a vegetable is nice and tam l'fgam, but grease in a chiltus is mechali alei shamnusa. The shamnusa is mechali, it sweetens the chiltus. The chiltus is so sharp that it needs the grease to sweeten it, and that's why it's nice and tam l'shvach. That's the pshat of the Ritva there on the Pirish Mishnayis of the Rambam. And I want more nekuda. One more sugya at the end of the Gemara is a discussion of the chaysim. The Gemara says, Amarav chavis asa b'chaysim echad, champag muta b'chaysim echad. Chavis means chalav, basa, yayin, and tcheles. That a chaysim echad is not enough. Champag, chiltis, muris, passing, gvina, that's muta b'chaysim echad. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, what's the difference that gvina is muta b'chaysim echad and chalav not? What's the difference? So Gemara says you have to knock out chalav, it's really chatichas dag, shame by simen. So in the end, fish, meat, wine, and tcheles, it needs two chaysames. Mashen came milk, and chiltis, and murius, and bread, and cheese, one chaysam is good enough. So we spoke already in the previous year in Daflam and Aleph. That Gemara was mashed, and Rav holds that everything is chaysam echad is good enough. And some Mishenim hold it's a machlekes, and we pass, can you need two chaysames? Not like that Gemara there. And we said two other mahalchim in the Rishayna, Rabbeinu Tam says the difference between Yisrael Chashud, which were more machmer on the Yenit Tuchai Samas, Mashenkein a guy, and another mahalach, there's a difference if the guy, if the same person who made the chaysim is going to see the chaysim, he'll be able to detect the forgery much better than a chaysim echad is good enough, like a pikadain. So chaysim echad is good enough because he could detect it. Mashenkein here, we're talking about he's sending the meat to someone else. He's not going to be able to see if it was the same original chaysam. It's just the tirch of creating a new chaysam, but he's not going to be able to know what the original chaysim was, so then you need two chaysamis. But benegay in this sugya, the question is why? Why is it that the fish and the meat and the wine and the chalas needs two chaysamis, and the milk and the cheese and the bread and the muris and the chiltis, they're good enough for one chaysim? So Rashi says because the first four are very expensive, and therefore we're afraid they'll switch it. Hashem, the other ones are much cheaper, and they're not afraid they'll switch it. That's Rashi's ma'alach. Yishayim don't like that so much. Yishayim bring you Yishalmi, that any time the Isser is the guf hadavar, that's what we're afraid of. Meat and fish, we're afraid of non-kosher meat, non-kosher fish. We're afraid of non-kosher wine, and non-kosher tchelis, that's the guf hadavar, the actual thing is treif. So then you need two chesamas. Mashenk and the other ones were afraid of the taruvis. Chiltis and Murius were afraid he cut it with a treif and knife, so there's a taruvis, there's some treif mixed in. And Murius, he had some wine mixed in. And Gvina and Chalav, because we're afraid of Chalav Tami that gets mixed in. So the question is, what about Pass? So Ramban says, Pass, they were bezum de mekel. But the Ran says, because Pass is the Rabbanans, even by the Gufa Dava, by the Rabbanans, they were in Cheshish. So then the shayla is, what about Yayin? Yayin is also the Rabbanan. We're talking about Stam Yenam. He says, Nesach is different. Nesach, they were more machme. They treated like a deraisa. They think also a guy is more interested in being menasech than switching it. And switching it, all right, it's not such a big thing by him, but being menasech is a bigger thing. So they were more machme. That's the halach of the Rishayim. It's not a matter of how expensive it is. When it's the Isser, is the Gufa Davar, then they were more machme. When the Isser is Taruvis, then they were more mekel, with the exception of Pass, because Pass is the Rabbanan, it could be Pass Tam, they were more mekel, and if you say Pass is the Rabbanan, you have to say the Yayin, they were more machmer. The Shach learns in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, that the difference is, all their Isis need two Chesamis, all their Rabbanan needs one Chesim. But I was bothered, and except for Yayin. Yayin is the Rabbanan, but Yayin, you have that time that by Nesach, they were more machmer, they treated like their Isis. I was very bothered. What about chiltis? Chiltis, the Gemara says, is good enough one chaysim. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, because good, they didn't have chiltis anymore. But chiltis, the Gemara says, is good enough one chaysim. Chiltis is the chayr deraisa. The truth is, the Prima Gadim, at the beginning of Tzadik Vav, in the Mishpat Seizav, he has a shayla, if this din, that a dava charef, is mechayel le'shvach, is this the Rabbanan or deraisa? He brings a chacham echad that says it's the Rabbanan. And that's what really what the Knesset Yecheskel holds at the end of Simen Chav Dalet. So according to that, the Shach would stim that Chiltis is the Rabbanan. But the Prima Gadim himself, Nemzon, and the Vega also in Sim Memtes Nemzon, that Chiltis, that the Dava Charef, Abayeni Ben Yoyma, is their Isa. So the Rishayim never make this Chilik. The Rishayim are Mashma, even if it's their Isa, if the Isser is Gufay, then they need two Chesamas. If the Isser is because of a Taruvis, even if it's their Isa, one Chesam is good enough. But if you're going to say like the Shach, that the Chilik is Stam, that all their Isis need two Chesamis, all their Rabbanans need one Chesam, I'm not sure you do a Chiltis unless you hold that Chiltis is their Rabbanan. The Shach himself asks on this Hagdara, what about Cholav? Cholav, the Gemara says, the Shach that they might have been Ma'ariv Cholav Tomei. Well, if they Ma'ariv Cholav Tomei, that would be an Issa der Isa. So why are you afraid by all Cholav of an Issa der Isa, Ma'ariv Cholav Tomei? So what Mshani says is that the whole din of Chalav Akum is only Derabbanan because me deraisa you're not chayshish for Chalav Tamei. Stam Chalav is Chalav Tar. People don't usually, even Gaim, they don't usually use Chalav Tamei. So we're not chayshish for Chalav Tamei. Rave Chalav around is Chalav Tar. Chalav usually comes from milks and from cows and goats. It doesn't come from donkeys and horses. Chalav is Chalav Tar. It's Derabbanan dikachash. But he has another teretz that even if they were ma'arif Chalav Tamei, it will be mutter midiraisa, because midiraisa min b'minai is raiv. The din that you need shishim is derabanan. Min b'minai midiraisa is raiv. That's how we paskin. So mele, since it's chalav tameh with chalav tar, they're both chalav, it's min b'minai. So mele midiraisa, it's batul b'raiv. The Gemara says, later on this blot, we're not chayshish that he's giving you all chalav tameh, that you'll be able to tell the difference. But midiraisa is min b'minai, it's batul b'raiv. No, Rabbi Kvega asks on him that this is Rav. Rav holds like Rabbi Huda that min b'mina is loy batel. So how could they ask on Rav that Cholav also should be mutter? If the Agdar is their Isa and their Rabbanan, Cholav should be their Isa, because min b'mina, according to Rav, is not batel. Agut the Kasha. The other Kasha they ask is that this din, that min b'mina is balta b'roiv, is only when they taste the same. That's what the Shach himself says in Simen Tzadik Ches. Only when they taste the same. When you can't taste the Yisr, because it tastes the same as et, then it's balta b'roiv. But chalav tameh, horse's milk and cow's milk taste different. So you could taste the Yisr in the heter. So why would it be balta b'roiv mean their Isa? Ashver Shach. This ketshuva there brings that the Neid Yehuda says that could be the din of tam keker their ice is only by the gufa iser. Mashenge cholov that comes from a tame animal, that's only a din of yaitzim and a tame. You don't say tam keker on a yaitzim and a tame. You don't say tam keker on the cholov. Agreis the chiddush. But this is all the feed the shach that's lemming on that all their ices need two chaisamis, all their abundance one chaisam. Like we said, Rashi holds it's not dagdar. Rashi holds it depends if it's expensive or cheap. And the Rishonim also say it's not dagdar. They say it depends if the Isser is migufay or the Isser is a taruvah. So they b'chol wouldn't have the kasha that by cholav it should be the raisa. The maisa, the only kshash is taruvah, and the melo, all you need is chaisim echad. I'm going to go into the Bez Hashem, I'm going to go into the ikedin of cholav akum, and what does it help the someone yeshu b'tzana eder? I'm going to in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.